Now, a few months back, we were chatting to a guy called Ben Lettieri. He's the Orson Welles of Southend. I think we can describe him as that, because he writes his scripts, he produces his films, he directs his films, and he acts in his films. And yeah, he's the nicest bloke you'd ever want to meet. You know, he hasn't got this massive ego you think might accompany someone like that. I'm saying all these nice things. I wanted to respond properly on the air. Here he is, in the studio, blushing.
Well,
you're back.
Yes, I'm back. Thank you very much, Keith, for such an amazing introduction. Yeah,
there will be a silver collection later, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So we had you here, it must be about 3 months ago, chatting about your film. So we'll kind of start there, shall we?
And time flies,
and,
doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Sort of go back and have a little resume what we were talking about last time. That was the actual film that you'd just finished, and the premiere was coming up, I remember. It was called The Liberator. It's still called The Liberator, of course.
Absolutely.
And it was the film that cost you a lot of money to make. And it took a long time to make.
It did.
But your patience eventually paid off, didn't it?
Yeah, you could say that. It was a somewhat expensive production, for sure. Very time-consuming, very stressful, as you'd imagine. But, you know, we did it all with help, and everyone was there to support each other. So it would be wrong for me to sit here and take all the credit. You know, it is a team effort. Well, I should, shouldn't I, really?
Trouble is, all your
missed
guys,
opportunity.
All your guys will either be listening at home, or they can catch up later and hear the interview, and they'll be listening to every word you say. So they'll be saying, you better not say anything derogatory about me, otherwise there's going to be trouble.
Exactly. Don't want to make any enemies, Keith.
No, absolutely not. So the idea of the film, which is a martial arts film,
Action martial arts, yeah.
So the idea of the film, how long had you been kind of working on it before you started filming then?
Well, It's ironic or coincidental that we've just come back from LA as well, because the idea for the film was born in LA when I was living in LA, and my feelings on the industry was somewhat influenced to a different way. It kind of changed, where I was encouraged rather to do something more thought-provoking or, you know, groundbreaking, just to do something that's just a lot of fun and just something very easygoing, something that everybody can just take in their stride and just sit back and really get into and enjoy.
Because it's got a kind of a James Bond feel to it, hasn't it, really?
It evolved into that. It did, yeah, it did. It's it has got a bit of a Bond feel.
There's some really nice set pieces in it.
Mm. Yeah, there are. It's I guess it's like a throwback to the old 80s action shows and cop shows and all those movies, that kind of era. Things like the A-Team and MacGyver and certainly Bond, yeah, absolutely.
So you're in how long ago were you in LA before you were able to start filming it?
Well, the idea was born, would have been late 2012.
So and that's about, yeah. So yeah. It took a year or so to kind of get the thing moving properly.
That's right. We shot the teaser. Do you remember we shot the teaser?
Yes, I do remember that. I should add that I had a little role in your film, which is another reason why you're here, of course.
Oh, he says a little role, audience, but he stole the show, basically.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Good to see you looking so fit and trim as well.
You know, I've got to keep very fit for my daily radio show. It's very draining, and I
can
imagine.
I
have to be on top of it all the time, so I go to the gym most days. Yeah, anyway, that's by the by. Yeah, so you made, that's right, because you made it was more or less a kind of a pilot, wasn't it? Almost like a TV pilot, because it was about 40 minutes long or something. A bit more than a teaser. A teaser, you think of something like 5 minutes long, but
yeah, absolutely. Well, it depends on which cut you watched. Obviously, you saw the full length, which was 35-40 minutes or so, a lengthy short film, much more like a pilot, absolutely. But there were various other cuts of the film. Some were a lot shorter, some were halfway.
Yeah.
But that served us very well to then progress into getting some backing.
Yeah, because you got funding. Basically, somebody with a bit of money saw the pilot, didn't they? And then you got more financial backing and you were able to go back to the drawing board and produce a full-length feature film.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it wasn't one individual. It ended up being a group of individuals, really. And I guess more accurate, you could call it crowdfunding, I suppose. But just in a small circle of people.
Yeah. And then, of course, you had a few problems with the first part of the filming.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah,
with
we
locations
did.
And probably the sort of headaches that perhaps most filmmakers get, but you had them in abundance, didn't you, really?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, yeah.
There was one particular venue where you, that you weren't able to use, ultimately, where you had to kind of knock it on the head, and then you had to go to a totally different venue. Mm-hmm. All right?
Exactly right, yeah.
To refilm it.
Exactly right. So we spent the best part of a week in a location that we were then no longer had access to due to problems with the location, nothing to do with our production. And that cost us a lot of money. We blew our budget, and then we ended up having to take a break from filming even for several months and source more funding and source a new location and reshoot everything we'd shot, which included a couple of lengthy, you know, and difficult fight scenes. So it was, yeah, it was a real, it felt like the end of the world at the time, but somehow it has worked out for the best. So I don't know, sometimes you just have to go with the flow.
Yeah. You're always quite laconic about everything, quite laid back, you know, you kind of take everything in your stride. I think anybody else might have ended up slitting their wrists because of all the problems you had, but, you know, you just kept forging ahead, all that confidence you got. So tell me about the casting. Now, this is a martial arts film. We
yes.
should mention, of course, that you kind of have a martial arts background. What sort of martial arts do you do yourself?
Well, that's a whole other interview in itself.
It is, really.
But,
isn't it?
But the short story, yeah. So I have had the martial arts background for, well, I've been involved for over 25 years, really. The very short story is I started off with karate and judo as a kid, like most people do. Then progressed into kickboxing and Muay Thai, which is still my main thing really now. That's really where my best talents lay, I guess, and also Sanshu Chinese kickboxing. But I've also done jiu-jitsu, I've done Chinese kung fu a little bit, and I do, you may or may not know this, Keith, but I do Tai Chi every day.
That's the slow
that's,
one.
That's the slow
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it slow or fast.
Right.
And it's probably my favorite martial art. It's the one that just has an incredible effect on, it just changes the entire contours of your body. I can't I can't explain it. I'm not intelligent enough to explain the magic of it, but it's something I'd recommend for everybody.
Tai Chi.
It's probably why I'm so calm.
We'll have to get you back. As you say, it's a story in its own right, isn't it? So we'll have to get you back to talk about just that, probably, maybe even just the Tai Chi. So how did you go about, obviously you had lots of contacts, I guess, in the world of martial arts. Is that how you managed to cast your film?
I cast a few people I knew already, yeah. But we actually did a very extensive audition process that lasted for a few days. We were auditioning people. We had people come down from all over the country to audition in London, and it was fantastic. There was a lot of bad auditions, I'll be honest with you, but there were quite a few amazing auditions. You know, we met incredible people like Martin Won and SG Action and Wilfred Tarr, you know, absolutely amazing people. And these are people who have the full package, not just outstanding martial arts performers, but, you know, great stuntmen and good actors.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take a little break now and have some music, and then we'll come back and chat a bit more, particularly about this festival. It's Phoenix FM, and in the studio with me today, I've got Ben Lettieri. He's a film director and film actor and film producer and film writer. Are you, what else can we add to the list? Anything else? Is that enough?
Well, all that is done with a lot of help, guys. So
This is true, yeah. So you've had, I mean, Dave was the producer, Dave Friedman, wasn't he?
Yeah. How can I talk about David Friedman?
He's been very supportive, hasn't he?
He's been very supportive. He's the best producer in the world. He's actually a very talented director. We've become really good friends as well. He's a great guy. He's when the push came to shove, he was the guy that really kept the boat afloat, you know, and me as well. You know, he really kept me going. So we owe a lot to Dave, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And he can. Now, let's move on to this festival. No, let's talk about the premiere, because when you were first in the studio, which was, as I say, about 3 months ago, you hadn't had the premiere of the film in Southend. That was one of the reasons why you came into the studio,
It was coming up, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
And how did it go?
Well, it went fantastic. It was the world premiere. We had a huge audience of a couple hundred people, a very lively audience, and just luckily everyone was laughing and cheering at all the right moments, and we got away with a good screening. It was really nice to get that home support, you know. Yeah. It was, and it was all thanks to Paul Cotgrove and all his people at the White Bus. Again, fantastic people. I owe so much to them. And yeah, from there we've just carried on. And
so you've come back. You've just recently, about a week or so ago, haven't you, from Los Angeles?
Exactly.
So tell us about this festival that you entered the film into.
Yeah. So I guess it started off with Martin, actually. Martin Won.
Who's one of the actors in the film.
Who's one of the actors in the film. Yeah. Yeah, he plays Kyung in the film. And he's very resourceful guy. He's very good at networking. And he was telling me, oh, you should enter the film in Action on Film, which is the Action on Film International Film Festival based out of Los Angeles. It's the most prolific film festival of its kind and one of the biggest in America. And he was saying, you should enter for that. We should do for that. You know, there's never been fight scenes like this in a low-budget English film. So just for the novelty, in the end, I put my ego aside and submitted. And not only did we get accepted, but we were nominated for 4 awards. And then, not only that, we won 3 silver runner-up awards.
Excellent. And what were they for? What were the awards for, specifically?
Well, the winning awards were Best Fight Choreography for a Feature Film this year, Best Action Sequence, which is the finale sequence, and Best Soundtrack, which is owed a lot to Ricardo Elgado at Real Mad Clubbers Studios, who worked his butt off to do one of the best soundtracks that I've heard in a while, and I'm so glad he won the award for that.
And you took some guys with you. I didn't go, of course. Because I wasn't invited. No, I was too busy. But you took a few of the guys with you.
Well, they couldn't get enough security for you, Keith. You know, it was too big of an ordeal. It was going to blow their whole budget.
The mobs of people there, absolutely. Waiting to get my autograph. Yes, it would have been a bit disastrous, wouldn't it? So you took your producer with you, David.
Yeah, I took him with me, or you could probably say he took me with him.
Yeah, I would
have
said maybe the other way
around,
yeah.
But we went as normal. Well, I say as normal, I had to do Cannes on my own because Dave was on a film shoot, but it was nice to have him.
Well, we haven't mentioned this, of course, the fact you've been to Cannes. I mean, you've been so busy. You've actually been to Cannes as well, haven't you?
Went to the Cannes Film Festival, yeah. That was the film market side, so that was a lot more business.
And you've been to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong as well, yes, this year. It's been a very busy year.
This guy's a millionaire, so he can afford to go to all these places.
Yeah, I'm secretly Batman, everybody, if only. No, so, yeah, also Daniel Cobb. Dan Cobb came, who's one of the supporting actors of the film.
Yeah.
And he's an aspiring writer and producer himself. So he came along, did a lot of networking, and it was really good to have him around as well. And we became our own little unit, our own little A-team there, and we had a blast. Some great networking and had a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, you've been working so hard, haven't you, on promoting the film. So now, of course, the question is, what next?
Well, next is distribution.
It's still tricky, is it?
It's come around. I can't really give
too much away.
I can't really give too much away. Yeah, I can't.
The words were on your lips.
But it's come around now, and so hopefully now, if everything carries on the way it's been carrying on, just a little bit more time, and then the film should be available to the general public, maybe even in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, because at the moment, of course, people can't see this film anywhere, can they?
It's still unreleased. It was only completed 6 months ago, so you've got to imagine things are moving fast for a feature film. But it looks like it will be, with a little bit of luck, it may even be out in stores for Christmas. But don't hold me to that. It might be early next year.
Right.
We'll see.
Okay. Ben, thanks ever so much for coming in to see us again.
My pleasure.
And very exciting to hear that it's you're still on a bit of a roll with it. I must ask you one final question. Is there going to be a follow-up to The Liberator?
Good question. Well, you know what? Everyone's asking. And after the response we had in LA, it's looking a lot more likely that we're going to do one. We do have other projects in development at the moment. We're making a series of short films. But I think it's safe to say that at some point there will definitely be a follow-up now, yes.
Well, hopefully Dr. Nigel Carter, who was the character I was playing, maybe there'll be a small role for him again.
Small role? You'll take over in this one. I'll wave you goodbye after a barbecue and then be sent to hospital with heart palpitations from too many energy drinks.
Is that right? Yes, you've got to see the film. You've got to watch the film to get these sort of in expressions that Ben is banding around at the moment. That's Ben Lettieri, the director of The Liberator, and just been bringing us up to date with what's happening with the film. And we'll wish you all the very best of luck with getting it released so that everybody can see it.
Thank you.